Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talander here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022. But for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. Welcome to another Behind the Ostium. And this time we are kicking in headfirst to Ostium Season 4. So I was pre-listening to the episodes of Ostium Season 4, taking lots of good notes. Dwayne's done the same thing. And we're going to kind of bring you insight into kind of what I was doing as I was writing and creating these episodes, and then kind of Dwayne's perspective on what he saw and listened to the episodes, what he thought as a fan, as a writer, as a podcast listener. I'm going to start them off like I like to do with my initial notes that I had written before I started the season, kind of my loose outline of what I wanted season four to go with. So here is my overview, as I call it. Okay, in this season, the plan is to have, that we're going to have back and forth of Monica and Jake slash Dave episodes until they eventually meet up and fight each other. So that is what happened. So that's good. With these overview notes, sometimes something totally unusual gets written down that never actually happens because the characters drive the script in a different way and in a whole new direction. And I never change it back here. So it's kind of fun to have these little Easter eggs here that sometimes show hints of where the show could have gone and sometimes does not in any way. We can have some sort of event going on, noise making, that gets heard and or experienced in each episode with characters reacting to it. This is how we know they're in the same world. So that's the strange booming sounds we get in each episode. Plan to have them reunite in episode 35, either towards beginning or at the very end, which does happen at the very end of that episode. We can have Monica looking around, going to the area she wasn't allowed before, also checking out her old place and Steve's place. These happen in so far, I'm sticking pretty much true to my outline. Jake and Dave wander around trying to work things out, can have them find or get Monica's recording somehow to learn about the Ostium network. I think that was to do with the data pad, which didn't quite happen, though the data pads did feature in the episodes. As soon as Dave comes through, things start to get weird for him as he begins the process of remembering where he is, how it seems familiar, and remembering who he is, who in capital letters. Also, once they start getting Monica's recordings, Dave remembers more and more. So this was my plan, I think, with the data pad, to have Dave kind of help him remember more of his past in the Ostium network. But he ended up not going that way. I ended up just having Dave kind of go through having these different triggers around him that kind of brought these memories back piecemeal that kind of built up in him. We need to decide when he reveals this to Jake and can have them go into Monica's place and Dave's place as he remembers where they are. Can have a detail or two from Monica's place that perhaps tells Dave that either Monica or someone has been here and he begins to get his hopes up. So that we kind of had pretty much in the episodes as it happened. As for Jib, this is a slightly different one to the one they know. So can have subtle off details that Monica recognizes and eventually Dave does too. I did do that with it being set further in the future. So there's some fun architecture and stuff going on. Eventually have them checking out the rest of the island and perhaps have areas where time is fragile and reality is thin and something is leaking through somehow. So this is my little hint about, and I hadn't linked it here with the booming sounds that were going on, but I think that's my kind of initial notes that eventually would lead to those connecting and what happens towards the end of the season. Ending of the season will need to lead up to Jake needing to somehow face the woman and put a stop to what's been happening in Ostium and end her reign. So that's pretty much the finale there. So good, I did have that right. Can have a lost spin with setup for getting Jake's and Monica's recordings, also Steve's, and that perhaps this was an elaborate setup all along to find out what was on the other side and more for monitoring than actually carrying out yet. Basically, they were the guinea pigs before Ostium got up and going. So that's exactly there is one of those little, like a possible little storyline I just threw in here as an idea and did not pan out that way, which I'm happy with because I feel that particular little storyline has a kind of finite end to it that wouldn't lead to what actually happened in the main storyline with the strange and unusual things that did happen. Can have birds singing here and insects indicating it's a different Ostium network. I think I did plan for that. And then I believe I just forgot to put it in. So that just never happened. Basically, I'll just admit to that now. Jake and Monica will have to go through one of three thin zones or possibly all three. I have no idea what that means. And that's all I wrote there. So that's not going to help much. Anyway, that was the final little note I had for my outline. So I feel actually as outlines go, it was pretty, I stayed pretty faithful to it. And then also went on kind of its own storyline once it got going. kind of leading towards a finale of its own thing and kind of moved away from that. So, Dwayne, what, if you can try and remember coming into season four after the kind of finale of season three, did you have any ideas or preconceptions of what season four might bring?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I believe I did, and I expected it to have more answers.
Of course not.
We had a lot of new questions, but we had answers too.
Yes, but just more questions too, because it's yeah, always that way.
but in similar to when we get the story of Monica on the boat, mm-hmm, and there's a lot of answers given to us then. I expected a lot now that, you know, when we find Monica's back at Gibraltar, the rock. That I'm like, oh, when now we're gonna find out a lot, but then she's there alone, and I'm like, so I even wrote that down, all alone on the rock, because it fits. I mean, it's Ostium. Of course no one's going to be there.
I mean, the name of the first episode is One is Still the Loneliest Number.
Yep.
Referencing previous season. Yep.
So other than that, I expected there to be a lot more. And we do, and over the course of the season, we do get a lot of answers. But I expected that first episode to be a lot, you know, just a dump of here's what's really going on, or at least most of what's really going on.
And that's kind of what happened beginning of season three with Monica, like, well, I'm stuck here. So I need to kind of go through what I went through and reveal all this stuff. But it didn't. It was different this time. Yeah. Yeah, because I know I definitely intentionally set some stuff to be kind of mimicking similar to season three, but also I wanted to make it different too.
Yeah, and it was good because, again, like you said, you don't want to just have tons of character exposition.
Yeah.
But she's alone.
Yeah.
You have to. So the way she did it was good because she was telling stories about when there were people there. Mm-hmm. You know, she was talking about what she did when she was there, things like that. Well, of course, over the episodes.
Yeah.
I did write down that I liked how she asks herself questions. Basically asking herself what was the Ostium network really up to? Did they even really tell her and everyone else working there what was really going on?
Well, by having her be actually back there at this ground zero place, I think it kind of made her like, and not having the people there before, she couldn't do this as much because their big brother was always watching and all this stuff. Now that she's there and she has carte blanche to do pretty much whatever the hell she wants, and she will because she's Monica, she's able to do this sort of stuff.
Exactly. And the one, I just wrote it down. I was like, why all the food? How long was the thing supposed to last? And I believe later on, one of the characters even actually asks that. I like that she goes to the dock. I did write that down too, because ties back to, again, you said like season three. I like that she says that the dock hasn't been used in a very long time. You can tell. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
And I do have a question. she goes into her love of coffee.
Yes.
Which is off character for Monica, but she comments on the, you know, that of course she needs the Ostium tea, but,
the point of that also was that all she could get was tea where she, in the other Ostium, in Ostium, the town. Whereas now, all of a sudden, it wasn't so much that she was obsessed with coffee so much as she hasn't had coffee in what feels like a very long time for her, and now she gets to have it. That was the main reason. Yeah.
And of course, the Ostium tea actually has a function. So
exactly. Yep. Which I had to come. So there you got that answer. And that was the previous season. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.